Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and my co-host, Cadence Mullen. Please remember that these are teens and children on the show hosting and as guest speakers. Please give them the general respect and allow them to grow as they move toward the discovery process. We do ask that our callers and emailers send in and ask age-appropriate questions. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show with my co-host, Cadence Mullen.
Hi, Crown Talk listeners. I'm your co-host, Cadence Mullen. Tonight on Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio, talk show, Kiddos Edition. We have amazing and magnificent, talented 10-year-old Ariana McClure, Miss Tri-State Princess 2016 for the states of Georgia, Alabama, and Florida. Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Are you going to the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant Hall of Fame? You may fill out an application on our website at www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.links.com/Hall of Fame or email crowntalkwithbyrgundy@gmail.com for more information. The Hall of Fame will be held at the Magic Quest in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee on September 30th through October 2nd. Crown Talk with Burgundy Kiddos has multiple opportunities for our younger audience. To learn more about those opportunities, please visit www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.links.com/crowntalk. Tap the new pie, ladies and gentlemen. This is your chance to become part of the first international pageant society. To learn more about this wonderful opportunity, please visit our website. Some pageant advice I like to give is to never stop. Keep on going. Even when music stops, you still keep going. We would like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Mama Talk Informative Post, the official consulting of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Tonight on Crown Talk, I have the amazing and magnificent and magical and talented 10-year-old Ariane. To learn more about Ariane McClure, please visit our social media sites. Hello, Ariane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Did you say cool already? Did you say school already?
Yes.
When did you start? Wow. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science.
Awesome. I love those too. Cool. Ariane, we have a lot of questions from the fans and listeners. So let's jump into these questions. The first question is from San Diego, California. Why do you like to participate in pageants and why?
The dresses, of course. I like to participate in pageants because it gives me a chance to find a cause and that I care about and support it. to meet new friends and experience being part of something that can reach so many people and help change their lives. For me, it's not only about winning a crown, it's about how I can tell someone all of the good things that you get to do and experience when you're with a system that requires and helps you reach others.
That's really amazing.
Thank you.
Second question is from Nebraska City, Nebraska. What is your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quotes are, I really like skirt music.
That's really cool. Our next question is from our emails from Austin, Texas. What is your platform and how do you plan to use it for the world?
The platform that I'm currently supporting is to find a cure for childhood cancer. I'm currently aspiring to become officially the rarest one that affects kids today.
That's really nice. I'd like to pause for a minute and give a spectacular thank you to Magic Quest, a live-action magical and adventurous attraction that's fun for all ages. Hey, Crown Talk listeners, we are still live with Ariane, so remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863 or email your questions to crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Our fourth question is from Nebraska City, Nebraska. What would you like to do for Children's Miracle Network and why?
I would like to donate money to the Children's Network to help buy clothes and blankets for them all and toys.
That's awesome. I also give thanks for the Children's Miracle Network, too, by donating cookies and brownies.
That's cool.
Thank you. Yours is cool, too.
Thank you.
Ariane, questions just keep coming from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Ariane. I am 10 years old from Florida, and I just started doing patterns, and I wanted to know how you pick out the right color dress.
Usually I leave that up to my mom. She has a great eye for color. She really knows what looks best on me. She suggests that you should take into consideration your eye color, your hair color, and your skin tone, because that's important, because you don't want to get up there and have a dress that doesn't match your, that doesn't look good with your skin color.
I hear you, girl. What color dress were you wearing when you won your title?
I was wearing a dress that was, it was pink, red, it was fuchsia, and then at the bottom it was all orange.
Every girl's got to have pink, of course. And that's an amazing dress color, too.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, we actually have a few callers that are calling in, so we're going to try to take some calls right now. Wait 1 second. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Ari.
Hi.
It's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question?
No, I just wanted to talk to Ari.
Caitlin is my photographer.
I sure am.
Well, thank you for calling in and giving a wonderful shout out to Ari.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Caitlin.
Bye.
Well, at Cadence, keep those questions coming from our email.
Okay, Burgundy. Our next question is from Birmingham, Alabama. In your spare time, what can you find you doing and why?
In between pages, I am a sprinter. I run AAU track with the Chattanooga Thunder Track Club. And I also enjoy roller skating, riding my bike, playing with my friends, basketball, and I really enjoy shopping, and that's it. Oh, and drawing.
It sounds like you're pretty busy, and that's amazing stuff you did, too. Let's take a quick minute and give a special thank you to Studio and Voyage and Vogue and Transformation by John Paul. Thank you for the impeccable collaborations for our cover girls.
Well, ladies, we actually have a few more callers that are coming in, so we're going to try to take another call. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Do you have a question for Ariane?
I have a question for Ariane. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Ariane. This is Karen. How are you?
Good. Hi, Auntie Karen.
You're doing such a great job. I bet you that a lot of the listeners would love to hear where you put all those beautiful crowns you win. Do you have them just lined up on your bed?
No. I put my crowns in my room. I have a long hallway that leads to a window, and so I lined them up by year, and that's where I put all my crowns, trophies, and medals from track. And
that's a great idea. Do they motivate you when you look at them?
Yeah, they make me strive to be better than the last time.
That's awesome, Ariane. Keep up the great work, sweetheart. We're really proud of you.
Thank you, Auntie.
Bye-bye. I love you.
Bye, Auntie Karen. I love you, too.
Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
Well, Cadence, I know we have some more information to talk about and some more questions, so keep them coming.
I put my taxes up in my window, and I will, Burgundy. Thank you. And that's a really cool idea, Ariane, for the crown.
Thank you.
Where do you put your taxes?
I put them next to my crown. What do you do with your sashes and stuff?
They're hanging over my curtains in my bedroom, in my playroom, I should say.
That's cool.
Rolling into our next question from Hartford, Connecticut. You are a kid in pageantry. What does a crown mean to you?
When I win a crown, whether it's a big pageant or a small pageant, it makes me feel good about myself. And first, I thank God, then I thank my parents, and I thank everybody for that support. And some of the pageant systems that are in, they focus on community service, and they sometimes we donate to different charities. And we collect donations and give them.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Next from our emails from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Ariana and Cadence, you both are in pageants and both participate in outside activities. What are some pageant systems you think I should put my daughter in during pageant season? Thank you, ladies.
Well, of course you...
Ariana, you go first.
Well, of course you should consider the America's Elite Miss Pageant. It is the sister pageant of Miss Tri-State Pageant in the pageant family. Tri-State great, woo-hoo, hey Miss Carrie. But by you living so far, far, far away, I can't think of any other system you should try. Cadence, can you think of any natural systems from your experience?
Well, I actually have three. I think you should put her in National American Miss and Miss American Co-Ed and International Junior Miss. Speaking of International Junior Miss, International Junior Miss Nationals for 2017 will be held in Nashville, Tennessee.
Cool.
Let me thank our last sponsor for the evening, Rising Athlete USA. Maximize and reach your potential. Our last question is from Nebraska City, Nebraska. Ariane, I heard you had a high blue belt in Taekwondo.
I do.
Tell me about that.
You have to go through a lot of tests. When I stopped doing Taekwondo, I had six more belts until I was a black belt.
That's amazing.
And I got to use a bow staff, and you learn different routines, and sometimes our instructor, he used to let us practice with nunchucks and stars, throwing knives.
Wow. Do you think you could break a board someday, like Karate Kid?
Oh, yes, I can. I can break three at a time.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on our show. I really enjoyed speaking with you tonight.
Thank you. Me too.
Remember, you can check out our website with www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.winx.com/crowntalk or blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithburgundy to learn more about Ariana.
Thank you so much, Cadence, for co-hosting with me tonight. And before you go, I want to ask you a question. What has been the best part about being a Crown? What has been the best part about being a Crown Talk with Burgundy intern, and at that fact, being a Diamond intern, which is an elite intern?
I love it so much because I get to meet people, interview people, like almost out of the whole entire world. I get to be on the radio. I get to do all sorts of things. And you give us so many opportunities. And I really appreciate it.
Well, you welcome, and thank you again for co-hosting.
I look forward to the Hall of Fame. You're my best friend, Burgundy.
Oh, and you're my best friend, too. Well, thank you for co-hosting with me tonight. You're welcome. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Cadence, for co-hosting with me on Crown Talk. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. We hope our listeners, fans, join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show Kiddos Edition every other Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the wonderful in the private marketplace. Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine. My personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. And Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with your favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.